Okay, I've got you on four this time then. Gonna make sure I can hear you. I think I can.
I think I can hear myself.
Yeah, you sound good.
178. Holy shit. Two dudes.
If there's a better name, we can use it. That's all I had.
Yes, more Tua recap. Okay.
Yeah.
I got the right one.
So if there's anything, do you want me to add anything to that list now?
Let me look
at it
over real quick.
I grabbed a couple of things that
I thought
dope were peddlers. Interesting. Yeah.
I totally forgot about
and
that.
And things we didn't mention last time. Oh, yeah. And you cool with talking about some communication difficulties? I figured that's like really practical experience.
It is. Because
that's the sort of thing that you always hear people talk about. Oh, bike tours are great. But they never say that you hate each other when you're on them.
Bike tours are hell. We went to hell and back.
Oh, we will. Hashing things out is our specialty.
You can always yell your opinion from off mic.
It's true.
I did eat a fair share of strawberries. And they were delicious. I regret nothing.
So here's another one. Retracting, I sign it, Carter.
I don't.
That's a palindrome.
I'm still on the subject of like topics for the tour.
Sorry, don't mean to just. And then red rum, sir, is murder. Also, rum, I murmur. Ron, oh, sex in a Toyota, Nix's honor.
Did we mention, we didn't mention the Belgians, although one sounded distinctly American.
Well, he was what? He was from Belgium, but his parents were American, so he had virtually no accent.
His dad was American.
Yeah.
His dad was American.
But he's really good at speaking English.
Apparently.
If you're really good at English, you can make calendars.
I didn't know how to like broach the subject. I wanted to say something like,
"You're not Belgian.
You're not originally from Belgium, right? From Belgium, right? Come on." If he hadn't already said he was from Brussels, I wouldn't have known.
Here's a really long one. POW, a me. Oh, gad, a me. Go hang a salami, doc. Note, I dissent. A fast never presents a fatness. I diet on cod. I'm a lasagna hog. I'm a... That's a palindrome.
Wow. And kind of racist.
Well,
but also,
sorry about that.
No. I'm not blaming you, the writer.
Wait, which part is racist? Oh, are they both?
Well,
I
don't know. They got slightly.
I'm not educational
here's
enough.
Here's the thing: they got slightly more weight than honky.
Okay.
If honky has any weight for you,
right? Very. It's like a. It's a lighthearted.
Yeah.
Lighthearted. Oh, I'm different than you.
Yeah, honky in no way has any, at least to me.
No weight.
And you know, you guys. I don't know. Feel free to correct me, but feels like it has no. Yeah, racial. Weight.
No.
In comparison to all the other racial terms out there.
Probably not. Yeah. How about flee to me, remote elf?
I don't find that racist at all.
It's a completely different species. It's a yes. Cain, a maniac.
Yes.
Cigar?
Yes, it was.
Toss it in a can. It is so tragic.
Okay, we got to start the show. We'll get lost in palindromes.
Cain, a motor erotomaniac was Eve, said I, as Eve saw Cain. A motor erotomaniac.
No!
There are so many good...
Close it!
No, really, I really can't stop. No,
close
seriously.
Tab. Control T.
Lived on decaf, faced no devil.
Don't make me cut you off with Faygo.
Only if you do it ICP style. Shake it up and spray it at me. Wairika Bakery.
This is for all the juggalos, yo!
Yawn, a more Roman way. Or
I'm gonna
yawn,
find a,
Madonna fan? No damn way.
I gotta find a palindrome that somehow includes the word juggalo.
Satan, oscillate my metallic sonatas. So the reason I started thinking about...
Yeah, what got you onto palindromes?
The reason I started thinking about... What, stressed? No tips? Spit on desserts. That's a good one. My brother-in-law went down to Panama. And one of my favorite palindromes from childhood was, a man, a plan, a canal, Panama.
I did not realize that, that was a palindrome.
Yeah. And so I think I told my sister that that's what he should say when he goes to Panama. Because that'd be awesome. We should start. There's like a whole list of names here. It's like 30 names or more. And apparently in that order, they are a palindrome.
They don't have Anna twice, do they? Like A-N-A and then A-N-N-A? Because that's cheating.
Like each one specifically being a palindrome?
Right.
I don't know. I could check.
I mean, I guess they are. I'm just saying. You're padding your list at that point.
Right, right. No, there's a couple duplicates here or variations on a theme. Drab as a fool, aloof as a bard. Dogma in my hymn, I am God.
Okay, so okay. Here we go. Here is a contest.
What's up?
Listener contest. Come up with a palindrome that includes the sprocket.
Ooh. That's, yes. All right. So that means now we need to include all this in the show. We'll put it at the end.
Yeah.
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 For palindrome madness. Goddamn mad dog. That's also a palindrome.
Really? Because I just say that every now and then. Just out of principle.
Oh, there was one.
Ooh, I want to talk about the places we didn't go.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to remember what those were. It's probably a good time for us to start. I'm sorry. I'm so hooked on these palindromes. All right, let's do it.
Sort of got your mania side going.
Cutting myself. Yeah, I know. Cutting myself off. All right, here it is. No, son. Onanism's a gross orgasm sin. A no-no, son.
Okay, that one's really flat. Although that one probably won't make it on the radio.
I guess not. No, Mel Gibson is a casino's big lemon. Oh, it's so good. So good. No X in Nixon. No, sir, away. A papaya war is on. I would like to know what a papaya war is.